This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Most of Colorado's college students, faculty, and staff will need a COVID vaccine before returning to campus in the fall. CPR's Paolo Scholzada reports.
The University of Colorado System, Colorado State University System, and three other public institutions announced a vaccine requirement in a joint statement on Wednesday. The Colorado Department of Higher Education encouraged the vaccine mandate earlier this week, but left the decision up to individual institutions. So far, Colorado Mesa University and the Colorado Community College System are the only institutions to formally decide to not require vaccines next fall. I'm Paolo Scholzada, CPR News.
Governor Polis says he would veto the climate action bill. CPR Sam Brash reports it's a sign of the growing rift among state Democrats on climate change.
The bill comes as environmental groups and Democrats have grown frustrated with Governor Polis. To reduce Colorado's contribution to climate change, he's insisted on narrow regulations and collaboration with the private sector. The legislation would instead require air quality officials to enforce rules with deadlines and financial penalties. In comments to the Colorado Springs Gazette, Polis said that'd give a single committee, quote, near dictatorial control of our entire economy. He also said he'd veto the legislation, which still has to survive multiple votes at the state capitol. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up, federal investigators in Manhattan executed search warrants on Rudy Giuliani's apartment as part of a probe into the former New York City mayor's activities involving Ukraine. That story in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. Democrats in Washington are again promising legislation on immigration reform, but the legal future for so-called Dreamers is as uncertain as ever. Coming up, we revisit a key moment in the fight for legal status for Dreamers that took place in Denver in 2012.
Obama issued an executive order to stop the deportation of Dreamers, and we are here to hold you accountable.
How that moment brought us to today. We'll have the story for you in the next hour of All Things Considered. And President Joe Biden addresses a joint session of Congress tonight as he approaches 100 days in office. NPR's special live coverage begins at 7 o'clock on CPR News. This is CPR.